If you remember, over this past couple of times that I've done it, we have been asking questions from the life of David. And we have learned, I hope, that God has a plan for our lives. And it doesn't matter how young we are or how old we are, but God has a plan. And the last week when we were here, we were talking about how that plan works out in our lives, weren't we? And we were asking, do we have to do that or does God do it for us? And we realized that God works out his plan as we follow him and as we read our Bibles and as we learn to walk with him every day and be close to him every day. But I was thinking this week about where will God take me? That's a question, another question I ask very often to myself, because sometimes you think God has a plan for my life, but why is he doing this? So to introduce this particular, I have a couple of pictures for you. Because if you remember back, we're talking about, we're reading in 1 Samuel 16, and this week we're in 1 Samuel 17, and it's a story that you all know really, really well. So I'll be able to go through it really quickly, but it's David and Goliath. But I want you to imagine for a moment the scariest person that you can think of. Somebody, I don't know, maybe big and strong. Somebody who you really wouldn't want to get in an argument with. Now, the first picture I have is really scary for me because he's a man I remember from a long time ago when I was a wee boy. And your mummies and daddies will remember him. Now, Peter tried to tell me this morning that his grandfather would have known this fella, but I think that was a bit of a spoof. But let me ask you, would you put this picture up, would you find this man very scary? Huh? Big Daddy. He was a wrestler way back in the olden golden days, as Ethan calls it, in the 1980s. And he was a scary man. He was one of the best wrestlers in Britain. But, you know, when I look at him now, he doesn't look very scary. Do you find him very scary?
No.
And he's even less scary when you realise his name's Shirley. Huh? Wasn't that? But I was looking last night at some of the wrestlers are at about today, and I have a picture of one, and I don't know his name, because I looked up his picture, and I put it on this, and then I tried to find out his name, and I couldn't find it. But can you see the difference? Here's a man who's been obviously working out, doing a lot of weights, a lot of training, and he takes his wrestling very seriously, whereas Big Daddy's just a big daddy. That's all he is. But he's scary, people. Huge, strong, able to do what they want with you. But I'm going to introduce you to another man, which you know really well. And I have a picture of him as well. But I don't think it's a photograph now, I must say. I'll try and get this up. Here he is. And his name is Goliath. And he's all known from 1 Samuel 17. And the Bible tells us that he was 9 feet 9 tall. It tells us that he was covered in armor and he had a huge spear that it says was like a weaver's beam. And he's absolutely enormous. Like, can you imagine the tallest person you know, maybe Andrew Madden or something, and you think he's really tall? Well, think of somebody maybe 3 feet taller than that. Absolutely huge. And he's coming out every morning and every evening, and he's challenging the armies of Israel and telling them, come down, I'm going to fight you. And if I defeat you, you will become my slave or our slaves. But if you defeat me, we'll become your slaves. And everybody was so afraid. Even the king, Saul, who was really taller than everybody else in Israel, he was afraid and he didn't want to do anything about it. But that's the funny thing about God's plan. When something happens like this, it never takes God by surprise. And we have here a picture of, this is David. And David was a little boy. He was only 16 years old, remember? He had been promised that he was going to be the king of Israel. But he was also a shepherd and he was a servant and he did what his father told him. And he was sent by his father to see his brothers who were in the valley of Elah in the army of Saul. And he had sent them cheese and different things to keep them fed whenever they're in the battle. And wee David, 16-year-old, only a wee boy with a sling, and he heads off to see the army, to see the battle. Now, but I will see. But when David got there, he was shocked. The armies of Israel, all these brave men, even his brother, they were all afraid. They were all running away from Goliath, and yet David was wondering, why are they doing this? Now, David was only a little boy, and David heard what Goliath said, and how he blasphemed against God, and said that his God was better than the God of Israel. And David thought, this is wrong. This is wrong. And the wonderful thing about David is he didn't think it was wrong because he was saying bad things about Saul, the king of Israel. He didn't think it was wrong because he was saying bad things about the army or even about David himself. He was concerned. He was angry. He wanted to sort it because Goliath was saying bad things about his God. The God who he loved, the God who he served, and the God who had protected him and chosen him to be king of Israel. So we know the story, and we know that David decided to go and do something about it when everybody else was afraid. So he went to King Saul. And if I get this to work. I've gone ahead of myself. But David decided that he was going to do something about it. But you know something? People weren't impressed when David said that. Remember, he was only a little boy, 16. And his brother, here he is, the big soldier, he says, what are you doing here? I know you're just a naughty boy. You're down here to see the battle. You're only here for entertainment. You're not here to do what God wants you to do. You know, David's brother didn't think he was very special. He didn't think he was up to much. He didn't think he was very strong. And he just told him off as a wee boy. Do you ever get that to happen sometimes? When someone big thinks that you're not able to do something that you know God has asked you to do. And then, of course, we have David. He not only went to his brother, but then he went to the king himself. He went to King Saul, and King Saul wasn't impressed either. King Saul didn't think here was the man who was going to sort things out. But because Saul didn't want to go and do it, he wanted anybody else to go and do it. So he sent David out, put his armor on him, and sent him out to battle. But David thought, I can't do this. I can't wear all this armor. I have never wore armor before. Why would I want to do this? So David heads out to meet Goliath. And do you know what? Goliath didn't think much of David either. He says, why have you sent this wee boy to come and fight me? Am I a dog? Am I somebody unimportant? Look at me. I'm a big, strong Philistine. I've been training. I'm an expert in what I do. And I'm huge and strong. And you've sent a little boy out to defeat me. You know, I was thinking about this a lot. And sometimes things look difficult for us, don't they? Sometimes God has big tasks that need to be done. Maybe it's talking to our friends in school. Maybe it's talking to our teacher who doesn't love the Lord Jesus and who says things that are not true. And maybe we feel that because we're saved, we've asked the Lord Jesus in our heart, we want to say something to them, to tell them about the Lord that we love. But it seems too difficult for us. But you know, sometimes God chooses small people. People who are not very intelligent when looked at other people. People who don't know everything to do big jobs for him. And that was the sort of boy that David was. God chose him to go and to fight Goliath. And of course we know the story that David used his sling and God guided the stone and the stone went up and he killed David. And there he is falling down. And we know that David went and cut off his head with his own sword. So David was very successful in this battle. He'd done a great service for God when everybody else was afraid, even though they thought he wasn't capable of doing it. And you know, David became famous in Israel. He became probably one of the most famous people there were, because it tells us that he became a soldier in the army. He defeated the Philistines. He'd done many things. And the people sang about how wonderful David was because he had killed his 10,000s and Saul his thousands. You know, David became really, really famous. Not like the people we see on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. David was really famous because he was really important in Israel. But I wonder how you feel whenever you see that. And what you think whenever we ask the question, what way will God or where will God take me? You know, David was going to be king. He knew that. But I don't think David ever expected when he was a little boy to have to go and to fight against a huge giant Philistine. So, here we have David. Where will God take me? Here's where God took David. He started off that he was told he was going to be king. And then he went to look after the sheep. And then God sent him to defeat Goliath. Then he became the king's son-in-law. So he married a princess. So he was doing really well for himself, wasn't he? He became a mighty warrior and the most famous person in Israel. But even though he was so successful in serving God, even though he obeyed God and done great things for him, King Saul, the most important man in the land, hated him. He was afraid of him. He thought David wanted to be king in his place. And I'm sure David wondered what was going on. God had been so good to him. And yet, he was still not king. And he was hated by the king that was in place at the minute. And you know, that can happen to you and I as well. Whenever we do the things that God wants us to do, we've asked them into our hearts. And we go and we tell others about him. We read our Bibles every day. And we pray to him every day. And we do what he tells us. Sometimes, people aren't very impressed. People don't think it's very good. People don't think it's very important. People don't think that we should be doing those things. And yet God tells us that's exactly what we should be doing. For God is in control of our lives. And God is taking us through every day of our lives. So let me ask you this morning as we finish, where was God going to take you this morning? You're saved. You know, I don't know where he's going to take you. I don't know what important things he's going to have you to do. Maybe he'll want you to do something like talk to your teacher about the Lord Jesus. Perhaps he'll want you to go and do well at school and become a nurse or become a doctor or become a missionary or a pastor or do something great for him. You know, but the only way we can find that out, the only way we can know and find out what God wants us to do is by following him every day. And my prayer for you this morning is that you learn to follow the Lord Jesus. And that every day, no matter what problems come your way, or no matter what big giants you face, things that look really, really difficult, that you trust God to help you through it. And that you trust God to fight the battle.